right, pork chop, grab Mackenzie's phone by force or whatever you need to do.
I've already got it.
See, she got distracted so easily. All right, 833-563-2539. Does anybody else have a big number? I'm not saying you have to beat Mackenzie's number, but looking at Mackenzie's phone the other day, my OCD and anxiety is about to explode. Mackenzie, how many unread emails do you have, and how many unread text messages do you currently have? Exactly. This blows my mind that a person can function as an adult and have this many.
I'm going to let Pork Chop out me because he has my phone. I don't even know.
Wait, so which number do you want to know?
I want to know how many unread emails Mackenzie has in her phone and how many unread text messages that she currently has.
All right, you know what? I'm going to start with the least. She has one missed phone call, one event happening today.
Not worried about those.
16 unread notifications on Instagram.
I just want to know one email and text message because those are the numbers that blew my mind.
194 unopened text messages.
Hold on. I can see that for an email, and that's a lot, but that's text messages. 833-563-2539. Is this not disturbing to anybody?
Emails. I can't even read this number. 106,957.
What the heck have you signed up for that you have over 100,000 unread emails? How do you even have email allowed?
This drives my friends crazy and gives them anxiety if they ever see my phone too. I don't know. I just focus on the priorities of the day and what I gotta do, and then I don't bother. I mean, a bunch of that is junk email.
Mackenzie, let me repeat. I just got a screenshot. I'm going to put up on our social media. 106. I can't even pronounce these numbers. They're too big for me. 106,957. Oh, I'm glad you opened up a few of them. We almost had 107,000.
Yes.
Unread. Now that's how many they're in there. Unread. Unopened emails. How many emails have you not opened that I've sent for the show?
See, here's the thing. Don't feel bad. Because I just take my time.
But
I take my time.
833-563-2539. Can you hear the strain in my voice? I don't understand this.
And my text messages. Okay, so the reason that I have so many unread text messages, 194 to be accurate, is because a lot of those are quick, like little ones that I can already read when I pull up, so I don't really need to actually, you know, touch it and then get rid of the blue dot, which I could.
Bailey. Bailey listening this morning in Houston on Radio Now 92.1. Thank you. Please tell me that this is disturbing to you, right?
I would have to say it's not that disturbing.
Thanks, girl.
What do you mean?
She must be in my club.
Yes, definitely.
What do you have? Look at your phone, if you can, if it's safe.
Yes, text messages, it's not that bad. I only have 38 unread text messages, and that's from group chat.
Okay.
But my email is 3,161.
There you go.
What? Oh, Bailey, how do you have so many unread emails? What do you do for a living that you have that many unread emails?
Well, I work with emails all day, so that's probably why I don't check my own. And most of it is like when you go online shopping, they
yes.
sell all your information to all these people, and then all these people start emailing you about insurance and stuff, and there's no reason.
We don't have the time. Bailey and I don't have the time.
I'm calling you out. Bailey, you probably sign up for every... Oh, yeah, I'll sign up for that email. There's no way they're giving out your email to 100,000 people.
They do, and then when you try to unsubscribe, which I try... Like, one day, I'm like, I'm going to unsubscribe from all of these, and it takes so long. You have to put in your email, then they're like, are you sure you want to unsubscribe? I'm like, I do 5, and then I'm like, forget it.
There is an app I'm going to look for, or like a website, where it's like Unsubscribe Me or something, where it does it all for you at once.
Does
it does
that
all
exist?
The work. Yes.
It
you
does?
Need that. Mackenzie, I bet we could get your emails cut down by 50,000 right now.
I mean, and they're junk here. Like, I mean, it's like Us Weekly. Here's, you know, Bath and Body Works, Overstock.com, Amazon.
Our boss who sends out emails all the time and just asks simply that we reply within 48 hours, which I think is a very decent basic rule, probably is understanding why we never reply to his emails now. Because we're never getting them because there's 100,000 other ones.
Oh, here's one from Joe.
See?
Here's an email.
I take this time out
your
to
Monday
write the
motivation story we did this morning. Okay.
Wow. Now I feel so, so important.
I'm going to write back. Nice work.
All right. No. Don't do it now. Don't clog up my email. Kara, thank you for calling in. How many unread emails are you working with?
I have 42,000 unread emails.
What do you...
Is it the same thing? It's just like they just glam onto your, you know, glam onto your email, and then it just gets crazy. You know,
for one, it's like McKinsey was saying, it's like Bath and Body Works, it's Amazon. I have kids, so it's Carter's, Oshkosh.
Yes.
You know, all these people telling you that they're sales and stuff. And then for one, you know that you don't need them right now. So when you don't open it, or you know it's trash already, so you don't open it, it goes unread. And then I have an iPhone, and I check my emails from my iPhone. And to delete emails from your iPhone, you literally have to open it and then delete it. Or you have to, like, do this tedious task of, like, checking them all and then hitting delete. And who wants to go through and check 42,000 emails to delete them?
I don't know. Who wants to sign up to get 42,000 emails in the first place?
We need to unsubscribe. If you find that app, and I will totally
Does anybody
do
know
it.
What I'm talking about? Whether it's an app or it's like a website, it's like Unroll Me or something like that. Will you hit us up, Radio Now AM Show, or call 833-563-2539. Sorry I'm sounding so whiny and yelly today. I don't mean to be that way. It's just Mackenzie.
Well, given I have a bunch of different emails and they're all on my phone, so it's not an excuse, but they're all they're combined. I just did delete some, so now I'm down to 106,933.
Wow.
Boom!
The progress being made this morning. Let's wrap it up with one last call. This is an impressive number. It's not 100K like Mackenzie, but Janelle, how many unread emails do you currently have?
75,342.
Oh, my gosh.
Free email account.
I mean, it really, samesies. Does it really bother you? Because I'm at the point, I'm not really disturbed by it anymore.
You know what bothers me you know what bothers me more than Mackenzie's 100,000 unread emails? The fact that one of her email accounts is a Yahoo account.
Okay. I am embarrassed. I'm embarrassed, but I've had that since eighth grade.
It's cool. Oh, wait. Porkchop has an AOL account? Okay.
I have Gmail, too.
You win.